We are in the Hilchos Kriyashma. We are in Simen Ayin Beis. We will be doing the entire Simen. And this is all based on the halacha that we had learned back in Hilchos Kriyashma. The halacha of Osik B'mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah, someone that is in the middle of a mitzvah is potter from a mitzvah. Especially with regard to Kfuras HaMeis, there was a halacha of Aninus, where if someone became chayiv in kfura for a relative, the halacha is that he is potter from all the mitzvahs. Now, with regard to other people that are involved, whatever mitzvah they're being osik in, if that is during the Zman Krishma, they are potter from Shema. So we begin with Sif Aleph, Nosei HaMita, those who are carrying the actual casket, the Mita, V'chalufehem, and those who take their place, V'chilufei chilufehem, and those who replace even them. Whether those who are in front or those behind it. So the halacha is, me'acher shalemita tzorach behen peturim. So long as there's a need for them, meaning that they're constantly switching over, they are potter from Shema. Shara malav mesamei she'en lemita tzorach behem chayovim. Whereas everybody else that's being malav of the mess is chayiv. Now this is an interesting thing. The ones that are necessary for the Nesiyas Hamita, that are absolutely necessary, are potter from Krishma altogether. Even while they're not carrying, because they may soon be called upon to carry, and if they'll be in the middle of Shema, they won't be able to. So what they should do is they're potter and they should not be saying Shema. Not so with regard to the others that are being malava with the Levaya itself. Now, Levaya is also a mitzvah. Why don't we say Osik B'mitzvah, potter min HaMitzvah? So the halacha is that since it is possible while they're being malava to stop for a second and say Shema standing, the first pasuk that is, and then continue with the rest of the Shema while they're walking, so that is not considered a stira to the levaya, and as a result of it, there's no din of osik b'mitzvah potter min HaMitzvah. Osik b'mitzvah potter min HaMitzvah means that while I'm doing this mitzvah, it prevents me from doing the other mitzvah. But if I can possibly be doing both, if it's efshel l'kayim shneim without much tircha, the halacha is that I'm mechuyev to. So with the people that are just being malava, it is possible. The people who actually have to carry the mita, it is not possible. So they are potter. As far as tefillah is concerned, so that the Mishnah Berurah sends us to Hilchos Tefillah later, where we'll see that in tefillah the halacha is that they are potter, two reasons. One reason is because it's derabbanan. The rabbanan were not machayev you to stop even for a minute. But aside from that, tefillah needs for you to stop the entire time you're davening. And that certainly would prevent them from being machayev the mitzvah of levayas hames effectively. Siv beis. Because the halachi is that while you're osik in the kvura, people are potter from kriyashma, ein motzien es hames somuch l'kriyashma. It is osir to schedule a funeral, to take out the mace, somuch l'kriyashma, around the time of kriyashma. Now what is the shir? Says the Mechaber, she'ein shehus lohotzio ulokovro kodem she'agia zman kriyashma. If it is before zman kriyashma, you're not allowed to carry out the mace if there's not enough time to complete the burial before the beginning of zman kriyashma. Now this would sound like it is more nogei in the evening than in the morning. In the morning, that means doing a kfura early in the morning, where you expect them to finish actually doing the burial before the zman of kriyashma comes, before the zman that it gets light. So that means doing a kfura into the wee hours of the morning. With regard to the afternoon, so there it's understandable. You don't schedule an afternoon levaya if you don't think that the kfura is going to be over before the zman kriyashma of Maariv. That's what it would sound like the halacha is. Then hischilu lahotzio ein mafsikin kedei likros, and if they started taking him out, you're not mafsik the levaya in order to say Shema. Now, as far as the halacha lamaisa goes, with regard to a kfur in the afternoon, the halacha is that if you have a choice between waiting, putting off the levaya till evening, or doing the burial in the afternoon, so that involves the issue of the mitzvah d'oraisa of kikavar tikbarenu, where l'chatchila you're supposed to bury the person by day on the same day that he was nifter. In fact, leaving him overnight needlessly, there's a lav of baltolin, that's not permissible. But the mitzvah of kikavar tikbarenu is to bury him by day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you have a choice then of a daytime burial, but you're going to infringe on Zman Kriya Shma, or a nighttime burial, the halacha is that the daytime burial would win out. So that a levaya can be scheduled for the afternoon in order to be mekayim a kfura by day. That's even though they're not being over on Baal Tolin, but to be mekayim the mitzvah of kikover tikparenu. Now, how about an evening levaya for places that's possible? The halacha is you're not supposed to schedule an evening levaya until you can assume that everyone's already davened Mariv and said Kriya Shema, of course. What happens if they're in the middle of the burial, in the middle of the levaya, and Zman Kriya Shema comes? So we saw that the Mechaber says they're not mafsik. The halacha is that if they already started, then the Malavim are supposed to say Shema. We said that they should stop and say Shema. That halacha applies even though they're going to have time to say Shema later. That means if in the middle of the levaya, the Zman Kriya Shema comes, even though they know that afterwards there'll be plenty of time to say Shema, they should nevertheless stop, say Shema, the first pasuk, and then continue walking and continue the rest of Shema. Siv Gimel, Ha'om Ha'oskin Behespid. Those that are standing there at the time of the Hespid, during the eulogies, Bizman Sha Meis Mutalifneim, when the mace is in front of them, so they couldn't say Shema anyway because of Loeg L'Rosh. So while the mess is there, Nishmatim Echad Echad V'Korin U'Mispalim. So they should move away. They should move away from the mace one at a time. Say Shema, and the Machaber says to daven as well. And Mishnah Berurah brings down that many say that during a levaya one just does not stop to daven. Ein ha-mace muta lifneihem. The mace is not in front of them, but there's a hespid going on. Korin umispahem korin umispalim. They should say Shema and daven. Va'onin Yoshev Edomim, since it's before the Kvura, the Onin is still part of the mitzvahs, and he does not daven with them. Siv Dalad. Kavru es hameis v'chazru havelim lekabel tanchumim. Immediately after the Kvura, what's made is a shura, a line is formed, the avelim walk through it, and they're makabel the tanchumim of the people standing. So what's the halacha? In yecholim om lahastel v'ligmar afilu pasuk echad kodem sheyagiu l'shura. Anyone that can possibly even say the pasuk of Shema Yisrael before he gets to the shura, yaschilu, he should begin and get as far as he can. V'im lav lo yaschilu, where if not, he shouldn't. That means that between the kvura and the nichum avelim, they haven't begun the mitzvah of nichum avelim yet. So at that point, they're chayav to say whatever they can. Says the Ramah, Haga im yeshuhus bayom likros acharkach. If there's not enough time, they don't say Shema, but that's only if they're not going to mizman krishma. If they're going to mizman krishma entirely, then they should be mafsik between the kvura and the shura, say Shema, and then they'll make the shura for nichem avelim. Hey, ha'omdim b'shura l'nachama. While they're actually standing there, Hapnimim, the inner one, Sharoim Pnei Ovel, that the Ovel sees, Pturim. They see each other, that is, their potter. Vachitzonim, Sheinim Roim Pnei Ovel, Chayovim. The ones on the outer part of the Shura, they are Chayiv in Kriya Shema.